Good evening. It's July 16th, 2011. The time is 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Saturday evening. And I just got done watching I watched it a few times, YouTube entitled Salute to the Space Shuttle. I ended up tweeting this, throwing it up on the Facebook. A few people are I follow there. As well as posting it over on Google Plus. And it's a very interesting video as far as starting from the first flight in 1981 aboard the shuttle Columbia to about currently. I don't think it didn't have any current video of the STS-135 space shuttle Atlantis that is currently in orbit, still connected to the International Space Station. But I guess it's coming down to the wire where they'll be finishing up here next week and returning, and that will be all she wrote, and thus the cover art to this audio boo, which depicts basically where the U.S. space program will be until what is decided will be the next U.S. spaceship to take U.S. astronauts into space. Because right now, after Atlantis lands, we will basically be hitching a ride into space. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I know they're NASA is making progress, I guess, towards that next space vehicle, but it's going to be sort of different. That we'll have a presence in space, but we're basically hitching a ride, just like the cover art depicts. We need a ride, so we're going to depend on the Russian Space Agency to get us up there. And today is day 9 of the mission for Atlantis, and I guess before they all go to bed tonight, the Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts will be holding a small personal ceremony with a historical U.S. flag that they brought with them, and it will be presented to the International Space Station crew. The American flag, from this report I'm reading online, was first flew into space aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia on the first space shuttle flight, STS-1, in 1981, which was meant as a symbol that the United States is in space to stay, with astronauts permanently living and working aboard the station for many years to come. So the flag will remain on the space station until the next crew launches from the United States arrives at the International Space Station outpost. But that first crew that launches on a U.S. Spaceship when we return on our own accord, that crew will bring the flag back to Earth, and until it once again is carried into space with the first crew to launch from the United States, and possibly our next vehicle that takes us into space, the U.S. Space program with NASA, will be interesting to see. So a few thoughts on the space program. Y'all have a good Saturday evening. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, and ciao for now.
Roger, it's a great team effort.
Liftoff.